that help? That's weird that it did. Like, I'm not saying that was anti-helpful. I'm,
3 days only, and then they'll put do a cesarean.
Are you anti-labor laws, Jenna?
Are we just finding this out?
Jenna's a union buster.
I do work for an evil corporate conglomerate. Yeah.
Jenna's a scab.
Yeah. Pinkerton.
I was a civil servant for a while. Now I'm an uncivil servant.
You're a Pinkerton scabby.
Yep, that's me. The worst.
Anti-unionist nonsense.
Yep. Oh, so much. Down with equality and affordable living wages.
You heard it here first, folks.
Greetings, Apropossi, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
The union buster.
Union busting.
Yeah, well, this union buster made you some drinks, you're welcome.
Being a scab is looking better all the time.
So,
what unions?
Yeah.
Even if you don't like scars, you might like scabs. So anyway. this comes in two parts. We will have this portion of drink now, and then we will have a second drink. This is my plan for the month. Salsa looks confused. I'm excited by
more
this.
More drinks, Salsa.
It's more drinks.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I have done is I have purchased a white rum and a spiced rum. And I have purchased a variety of mixers.
Mm-hmm.
And what we will do
is
each
Dr.
Monday,
Pepper one of them?
No.
Oh.
It could be. But it is not. Is that we will have the exact same mixers, but one drink with the white rum and one drink with the spiced rum to see which we may prefer with those mixers. This is the science. So the mixers for tonight are cranberry juice, club soda, a touch of lime.
Ooh.
And then we are starting with the white rum in this one.
Okay.
So, all of it with ice because it is summer, and rum usually necessitates ice.
It smells bright and fresh.
That was kind of a part of it. I haven't sipped it yet, but I'm hoping for some tartness in this one.
Yep.
Oh.
Honestly, I think the club soda helps bring that out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh. No, that's. I do not like cranberry.
Okay.
In general. But that's not terrible.
Yeah.
Excellent. I love cranberry.
It is. Yeah. And it's just not a flavor that I resonate with.
It's fair.
Too tanniny for me.
I've got a can of of cranberry sauce in the fridge that I'm saving for a day when things look dark and I need cheering up. I'm just gonna shake that whole thing out and sit down with it.
You have a can in the fridge?
Yeah. It helps it to gel.
Anyway, Jenna, what you been up to?
I have been walking. I have done all of the walking, and then when I thought I was done walking, I did more walking. yesterday, we'll go with yesterday. Yesterday was Open Streets on Lyndale, which is two blocks away from my house. Open Streets is when they, ironically, close off the streets. to vehicles, but they open them up to pedestrian and bicyclists and everything else.
I see.
Yeah. So, a bunch of different...
That sounds obnoxious.
It's kind of like a little mini festival market just springs up on the streets. There's everything from people trying to sell me siding, which...
Oh, Renewal by Anderson, of course, is going to be there.
Absolutely.
They're fucking everywhere.
My favorite, I started to walk by because they had a bunch of tents that were like a homeowner, like, you know, repair and like tile and windows and all this stuff. And I started to walk by and somebody's like, hey, do you have any projects that you were? And like everybody's ears perk up.
Ooh.
Because I was like one of the first ones in that specific area.
You do look highly responsible.
I really do. And so they're like, do you have any housing projects coming up? And I'm like, yes, but I'm a renter, so my landlord's taking care of it. And he was like, well, you have a lovely day then. I'm like, you too, friend. Good luck. Yep.
Renewal by Anderson is to, like, farmers markets as Spirit Halloween is to box stores. Like, if there is a location where there is tent pop up tent somewhere, Renewal by Anderson will be there.
If there is 3 feet of space between the carrots and the rutabagas, Anderson Windows will be there. Wherever there is injustice in this world.
Like a good neighbor. Wait, no. Nope. Wrong one. But
Anderson Windows is there.
Wherever the people cry out for freedom.
Oh, God, would you please free me from this tirade?
Oh, there they are.
So anyway, but yeah, so just walking up and down the streets, like basically a market just appears. And there were booths for, because it's, you know, the uptown area, there were, all of the liberals were out there's the Free Palestine group and the, you've got your LGBT rights and you know, but there's like a million of them. In this area, because...
And you, as a union buster, were definitely against all of them.
Oh, man, it was horrible. It was awful, I tell you what.
Let me leave some literature for you.
I was walking by this one area, and this adorable, multicolored hair person comes up to me and was like, hey, so I'm over here with the trans rights group, and, you know... And then they were like... So
are you Jenna Young?
No.
I recognized you in the bathroom.
This child was so young. Please don't do that. But they're like, so you look like a person that might be supportive of trans rights. And I'm like, I am a person supportive
sure
of trans
shit.
Rights.
Yeah.
And they're like, have you ever thought about getting more involved? And I'm like, well... I'm pretty involved already. Also, I was very involved in my trans daughter's upbringing and protecting her rights. So I feel like I've got a pretty good handle on it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, hooray.
I've got this
here,
on lock.
Have a button.
The literature you have may be from my shows.
So, yeah, I was like, I appreciate everything that you're doing. And I'm like, good luck with everything, friend. And they're like, you too. Have a great day. Well, it was lovely. But, I'm just like, yes, I have heard of trans people. Okay, great. I even support their existence. Hooray. I win. I win at liberal uptown.
As long as they're not in a union.
Correct. passed by, like, there were various friends of mine that were out there doing stuff. I think if I could summarize Uptown.
Oh, please do.
In one moment.
Okay.
And
it's not a dude trying to plug a stolen cooler into the side of your house?
No, actually, no.
Oh.
No, let me go with this
one. Go for it.
So I heard it before I saw it. And as I walked past the tent that was blocking my view, there was an older white guy tap dancing on so like a little tap dancing flooring thing that he had with a young black man behind him with a microphone and an amp beatboxing. This young man was laying down a beat, and the older man was... It was like they had their own little drum jam without drums. It was so neat, and it is everything I love about Uptown. Like, just summarized in that moment.
That is pretty fucking great,
It was so good.
Did they have a hat out?
No, not that I saw.
Well, what's the fucking point?
Maybe they were just performing for the fun of performance also.
I don't understand. If you're going to busk.
What are you, capitalist?
No.
Are you anti-union?
I'm camel casist.
Yeah. Wait. Dromedary or Bractarian?
Ooh.
Dromedary, obviously.
You son of a bitch.
Yes.
Eh.
Oh, all right. Well.
No arguing with honesty.
Yeah.
So, it was delightful. I did, there was one area, they had an entire section that was like a maker's market.
Nice.
And it was some lovely, lovely things. But then they had a section that was mental health.
Oh.
And because of the project that I'm working on later this year, I just went up to every tent and I was like, hey, I'm working on this project. Do you have a card? And they're like, sure do. And like, So I brought home about four or five different cards from various mental health places. Mm-hmm. Anybody that was watching me, be like, man,
they're like, are
she's
you
got
Jenna
a
Young?
Lot
she's
of
got
issues,
problems.
Right? Mm-hmm. So many issues. But
they're not wrong.
No, they're correct.
Yes.
My favorite, I walked up to the, there was, so it's OCDMN is the name of the group, and they deal in OCD and anxiety. And as I walked up to the tent, this adorable, perky young lady was like, do you know about OCD and anxiety? And I was like, boy, howdy, friend. You are younger than my child, and I have been in and out of therapy two times the years that you've been alive. So, yes. Like, it was all of these younger people, and I loved it. Like, I didn't want to squash anything, but...
Is it just that the general population is now...
Younger than me?
Younger than you?
No, absolutely.
Okay.
Jenna is old as dirt.
I really am. Oh, my God. I'm older than dirt.
Yep.
Some dirt. I mean, it's consistently regenerating and renewing.
Sometimes the dirt is closer to your daughter's age than your age.
Right.
She gets her anti-unionist tendencies, that, you know, honestly.
Oh. God.
From the Pharaoh.
Yeah.
Jesus. No, he came later. So anyway.
Yeah, he did.
Whoa.
Jenna had a date like that.
That's what I read on the side of the pyramid.
I mean, you know, when he got nailed. So,
Jesus.
That's what we said. Anyway.
Yeah.
It was a delightful, lovely walk up until the moment it wasn't.
Oh.
Because yesterday was apparently a high allergen day.
Ah.
And I had already taken my 24-hour allergy medications before I left.
And you managed to pack all 24 hours into a very short amount of time.
1 hour.
Yeah.
No. I think I had taken it first thing in the morning, left a couple hours later. I don't know what pollen thing, whatever it is that I am allergic to, that hit me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know all of them.
It just has a middle finger with a percentage sign.
Yeah.
But my eyes started just watering. Like, I looked like I was crying as I'm walking through this happy little street festival. Like,
all that therapy, and she got emotional.
I did.
It's called a therapy hangover, Salsa. Try it.
So, yeah, I had to walk home with, like, one of my eyes closed because it hurt so bad, and the other one was just running. And, like,
weepy,
Yeah, and I'm just, like, trying not to make eye contact with people because I don't want them to ask me about it. I just want to get home now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was terrifying.
Brutal.
I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
Those Renewal by Anderson guys were really offended.
Oh, well.
Good.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, screw them.
The eyes are the Anderson windows of the soul.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like an AI bot. Like, artificial...
Like, I feel like I could build a proper Shaggy Dog out of that, like, where the eyes are actually, like, a voting process for a board of some sort.
Sure.
Like, and Soul could be, like, a shoe reference.
Oh, yeah.
Or the fish.
Or the fish,
Or the fish, yeah.
Yeah, some, like, they're, you know what? There's a setup.
James,
I'm offering it to you.
It's in a little IKEA flat pack.
Some assembly required.
Two extra wrenches.
Yeah, an Allen wrench.
Some assembly required.
Just Tuck that into a pocket and
for later. So yeah, I ended up doing 10,000 steps in an hour and a half.
A lot more toward the end. fuck.
It wasn't more, it was just faster. Whee. But yeah. And then Saturday, I also put in over 10,000 steps. So here's the thing. Like, I talked last week about the creeper, right? And I decided that one of the best things I could do for my own nervous system and mental health in my neighborhood is to go walk around in it, not being followed by someone, right? Like,
take it back, own it.
And basically, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Exposure without rather than the exposure with, the nullifying, whatever. So, but I also had a bunch of writing to do.
Sure.
But I also had some events I needed to attend. But the events that I needed to attend were all in Uptown.
Oh, well.
So I got up in the morning, walked over to a coffee shop, did some clickety-clackety-typety-typety. Then from there, I walked over to Nico's Tacos for lunch.
Ooh.
And while I was there, got hit on by the bartender.
Hey.
And did some clickety-clackety, typety-typety. And then from there, I went to Phoenix Theater for their fundraiser. I did not do any typing there. I did talking, but not typing. It's important to take breaks.
It's just, at this point, it's Jenna walks into Phoenix Theater and does fundraising. It's just...
Yes.
It's just what she does.
So force
it
of
really
habit.
Is. Yeah. God. Shit. Yeah. So anyway.
I'm not wrong.
More a force of nature than force of habit.
Well, yeah, but in August, I'm going to be doing... I am going to be doing some fundraising there, aren't I?
Yeah. Well.
Fuck.
Yeah, about that.
I'm not saying you're being typecast, Jenna, but...
you might be clickety-clackety-typecast.
Clickety-clackety-typecasting. Yes. Yeah. I like that. That's nice. It's a bro
the
shirt.
Brothers?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
don't drive like my brother.
Don't drive like my brother.
All right.
Anyway, so then after that, I went to Brent Lake Bowl.
I've heard of it.
Where I did some clickety clackety, typety typety.
Don't talk back.
While I was there, a few people, I ran into people I knew, and they talked to me, so there was some typing, and some talking, some typing, some talking. And then, after I did all of that, I stayed at the Bryant Lake Bowl for a show, and I saw a drinking game.
Ooh.
They were doing Toy Story.
Fuck yes.
It was delightful. Drinking game is a delight, but they really lean into the ridiculousness of what they're doing. I love it. They always have one specific rule for the performers.
Okay.
If your character's name is said by another character, you take a drink.
Shit.
Which, at one point, the person playing Woody goes, Buzz! Buzz! Buzz Lightyear! Buzz! Buzz!
God damn!
Because that's what's in the script.
Yep.
That's just what it was.
Yep.
And so the guy playing Buzz Lightyear, Max Besner, if you know, just starts, putting his finger up as he's taking all of these sips of his beer. But just delightful fun shenanigans from
amazing.
There.
Indeed.
And then I walked home. And it was after dark. And as I was walking home, I looked to my left, and there were some friends of mine that were on the other side of the street also walking. I don't think it was intentional. It just happened. But it was nice. It was very nice. I did all of that on Saturday.
Nice.
I feel like I did other things last week. A lot of what I've been doing has been working on my Fringe script.
Makes sense.
Yep. Those are the highlights. Those are the main points. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I really feel like I'm missing something I wanted to talk about, though. Anyway. Mm. Whatever.
Salsa?
Yeah.
Yeah. What have you been up to? You son of a bitch. Just staring blithely at me, like...
I mean, I did say yes earlier.
Oh, I did see a show on Friday.
Oh, did you?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, Jenna, please add your addendum.
Thank you. Yeah. I had a hot date with CJ, and she and I went to Karen's for some food, and then we went to Brave New Workshop.
Hell yes.
Where one Duck Washington...
I've heard of him.
...was in an all-star battle with Lauren Anderson, Rita Bozeman, and Doug Nethercott.
Wow.
So, yeah, we got to watch some incredible improv. It was nice. Hosted by Caleb.
Brad.
Who joined them for a couple of different sets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember everything, but my big takeaway is that Duck has brown mustard.
Huh.
Yep. That's what I remember.
Do you have any brown poupon?
Uh-huh. Don't respond to that. Don't.
I have a bidet.
Okay.
Good for you.
That. But it was absolutely lovely. It was a very good time. Everybody on that stage is dynamic.
Yeah.
Dynamic. It's just a
Indeed.
Fucking
hell yeah.
Glorious time. And then they actually had the audience vote on who their favorite was for each game. So there was a winner.
Mm-hmm.
It was Lauren Anderson.
Okay. Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Any one of them could have been the winner.
For sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, she really took it at the end.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Nice.
It was a lovely time. I do recommend go. They've got some more battles, all-star battles happening here and there. So
sweet.
Look up Brave New Workshop and see when they're doing those. It's kind of every couple of months or so. I think it's when they're turning over shows, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I will say skip the bar.
Fair enough.
I
paid. No BLB.
I paid $12 for something smaller than what we're drinking.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A petite beverage.
I basically got a shot of whiskey ginger. It was.
They waved
not
the
a
bottle
lot.
Under your nose for $30.
Right. Yeah, you're fine. And yeah, that is what I've been doing.
Fantastic.
Mm.
For $5, they'll let you get a good stiff look at it.
What if I want a floppy look at it?
That's 10.
What if I want a sloppy look at it?
15.
All right, good to know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just, you know, got to figure out the price points.
Oh.
Anyways, also, what have you been up to?
I have been up to, this week was my kids' last week of school for the year.
Yay!
So they are home now. They're done with all of that nonsense. Not only that, we are done with elementary school.
That's
oh my god!
Crazy pants.
Mm-hmm. My son had his graduation. I have two middle schoolers now. Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
They're getting so big.
So
yeah, we did that. Went to his graduation on Thursday morning, and you know got to see that, and then I don't understand it, but they had the graduation, and then they go back to school the next day. And I would not have gone when I was a kid. I would have been just like, fuck you, I'm done.
And I'm out.
I'm out of this bitch. What are you going to do? Dock my pay?
That'll be on your permanent record.
Yeah,
record.
So, but no, they're done. And then Saturday, I had fire in the Shire.
Rad.
Down in Alma, Wisconsin. And it was hot.
Was it lit?
No. It was hot. It was very, very hot.
H-A-W-T?
No.
What? Hot.
No, H-A-U-T-E.
Oh, okay.
That's not even pronounced the same way. Anyway.
Because the temperature was up there.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
It's fine. Anyway. Keep going.
No, it was...
Welcome to my world,
It
salsa.
Was direct sunlight, and it was little to
my
no
least
wind.
Favorite kind.
And it was brutal. Because the festival takes place in the town of Alma, and because it takes place basically in and around the castle that is the museum, mm-hmm. the performance stage venue mm-hmm. is the street in front yes. of the castle. Mm. Across the street from the castle is like a government building, so there's like a lawn mm-hmm. at a slight incline up okay. from the street up to the building, which is ideal for people to sit and watch a show.
Yeah.
It's really nice. But for the performer, you're standing in the middle of a blacktop street.
Right.
For half an hour with no shade.
Yeah.
And it was hot.
What was it hot outside? It was
and he took his shirt off to lay down on the bed of screws.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was like, you know what would be more impressive? I'm just going to lay down here on the sidewalk.
Oh, I have to touch the stage to help myself lower myself down, and my hands were like
actually burned.
The street itself was tacky.
Yeah,
because it was. Yeah, it was
like so, it didn't look good. No,
yes,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it was just
full of all sorts of knickknacks.
A little naff.
Did my first show, mm-hmm. I have my Levine mug on stage mm-hmm. with me always, and I mm-hmm. had it full to the brim. Mm-hmm. And a Levine mug, for those of you who don't know, can hold 2 cans of beer. Mm-hmm. And I drank that much water during the course of my show.
Mm-hmm.
And my throat was still dry enough at the end that I couldn't do the drop.
Oh.
And it, like, was uncomfortable going down. It was not a good start to the day. And so it was just like, well, okay, we're gonna... So I like... Thankfully, the castle is air-conditioned. So, like, going inside and getting some air conditioning and hydrating and stuff like that. My friends Bardmageddon love this festival because they perform in the theater.
Yeah.
Inside
the castle.
Oh, yeah.
They show up at noon. They do their 2 shows in the indoor theater, and then they go home.
Those beautiful jerks.
I know, right? Exactly. This is like, I hate you so much. But they're good people. So I did my second show, mm-hmm. and the second show actually went pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Had a huge crowd by that point.
Nice.
I made a lot of money on that show. But it was just a really solid show all around. The crowd was there. The crowd was energetic. And I was hydrated enough that I was able to do the drop at the end.
Wonderful.
Got to the third show of the day. And I could feel myself by the end of the show, I was starting to get punch drunk.
Oh no.
Like I was starting to get loopy by the end of it.
Yeah.
And you know, like when I am going to swallow a sword or something, I tilt my head back, and when I tilt my head back, the whole world for a moment just kind of went,
oh.
I was like, okay, we're good.
Anybody else feel that?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was the closest I have ever come to dropping during a show.
Shit.
It was not good.
Yeah.
And I was just soaked by the time this show was done. Because I had been sweating so bad.
Yeah.
Thankfully, my children were there as my assistants. They love this festival because they get to come and, you know, help their papa, and mm-hmm. it's a one-day mm-hmm. festival, and so they get to kind of, you know...
It's a one-day festival one time, instead of a one-day festival 17 times.
This is a joke that nobody is going to get. It's fine.
No, I get it.
Sometimes it's just for us.
You called it a joke. That's my sticking
point. Also, this is a reference that nobody else is going to get.
Yeah.
So, Good job, James. Good job.
You are welcome.
So, we got done with that show, and I do the hat pass thing, mm-hmm. and then I, like, mm-hmm. as soon as I'm done being public, I just, like, lean on my stand, and I'm like, kids, you're packing up. I'm not good.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm not good.
Yep. I'm not doing well. Not coping.
So, like, I kind of stand there and breathe while they pack everything up, which mm-hmm. was fantastic. I'm very, very appreciative of mm-hmm. both of them in mm-hmm. that moment in time.
Nice.
And by the time, they got done packing up, I had caught my breath a little bit. But
good. Then I went and laid down on the stone floor of the castle.
Because then, while I was standing there helping get packed up, Bill, the guy in charge of the event, comes out to do the drawing for the Grail.
Oh. Mm.
Now, I've talked about this before, but I'll mention it again for those Please of you do. Who haven't heard it, is the whole town, like I said, gets involved in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
The castle gives these plastic Holy Grails to a bunch of shops mm-hmm. in town.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a list. And you get this little card with a list of all the shops.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you go to that shop and you search for the Grail.
Ooh.
And it is hidden somewhere in their shop.
Uh-huh.
And if you find it, you get a stamp.
Mm.
There's like 12 shops, I think. And if you find 8 of them, you can win a prize.
Nice.
My kids love doing this, by the way. It is a great fun. And also, it is a way for people to just explore the town a little bit.
Right. Sounds like a fucking blast.
Because there are shops that are so tiny that you will just walk right past and not see unless something brings them
in. Unless you're looking for them, yeah.
Fair enough.
And so it works well for everybody.
Nice.
And so we went to a couple places. We went to this one plaza. There was a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And like the card said, like closes at 2, and I look at my watch and it is 1:55. And we're like, okay, we gotta
hustle
over to the bakery. We get to the bakery, we try the door, and it is locked.
No,
like damn. Well, I mean, it's one out of the 12, so it's like whatever. Sure. It's not the end of the world,
right?
But and there's a guy inside, and he's just like, we're closed. And I was like, oh, sorry, thought you were open till 2. And he's like, yeah, I sold out, so I closed. I was like, okay, cool, whatever, fine. So we go to the shop next door, which also has a Grail. It's this little, curio knick-knack shop.
Ooh.
And we walk in there, and we start looking around for the Grail. And suddenly this guy comes in the shop with these big fucking Viking horns on. And he's like, were you guys looking for the Grail? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry, I closed, a couple of orders because I was sold out. But here, I'll stamp your cards.
Aww.
Yay.
And then the shopkeeper of this shop started giving him shit.
Oh.
Because of his big Viking horns. And so, like, the two shopkeepers that are, like, next door to each other start just giving each other a hard time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was like black books in real time. It was just, like, this beautiful moment of
You're like, I found the Holy Grail for real.
it was just, like, this beautiful moment. And
someday Salsa will retire to the castle of this community.
Yes.
And just be the lord for the castle.
Yeah.
I would absolutely spend my retirement like working for that place.
I'll collect your taxes. Yeah. More taxes for Lord Salsa.
I don't.
You heard me.
That doesn't sound right.
Fill up the bag.
All right.
Anyway.
What are you, me?
Anyway.
I would be a much more efficient tax collector. Come on.
Yeah.
So we get to we get to this coffee shop. And it is a...
Especially in the Phoenix.
Coffee shop / gym.
Oh. Huh.
I'm sold. What?
Yeah.
Oh,
it
God.
It is like...
Huh.
Jenna, you would love this town so fucking much. It is just... It is absolutely adorable. There's
Is it lats and lattes?
No. What? Anyway, no.
No,
it is.
That actually was funny, Salsa. That
okay.
was.
Yeah. Oh,
no, right. good
Thank
job.
You. Yeah.
Okay. No, it, but it is... You walk in and it's like... It's... They sell coffee, but also like health shakes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then like there's a little doorway, and the next to it is like a weight room.
Yes.
Yes. And so we go in there, and we're looking around for.
They just sell really heavy coffee mugs.
I would like a 15-pound coffee, please.
Oh, and you would also love the person who worked behind the bar.
Oh, probably.
Because they were this woman with long black hair and shoulders for miles.
That is my type.
My type. You shut your mouth. This one's mine.
Look, I got a lot of types.
We are aware.
This is the world's biggest
knows. James. Everyone over there knows. Everyone in a 15-mile radius knows.
So, yeah, at one point I was like, oh no, my type during anime night. And Charles was like, what, bipedal? And I was like, ableist?
Well, yeah, why limit yourself there?
Seriously.
But yeah, and so we're looking around for the grail in here, mm-hmm. and we find it, and we're like, awesome, you know, and we go and we get the card, and she's like, we were like, it's really well hidden. You know, mm-hmm. we couldn't find, we spent a lot of time, look, we needed a hint as to where she was like, it's in that general area. So like, we finally found it, and we're like, oh, wow, that was really well hidden. And she's like, you're not kidding. That's the second one. There's another one over there that I forgot about from last year.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, what? And we go back over to that corner, and sure enough, about 5 feet away is another
shit.
One.
Shit.
Oh,
and
my
it's
God.
It's so well hidden that she forgot it was there.
That's amazing.
That's so good.
Fuck. And you're like, no wonder Arthur took 3 books to find this fucking
thing. There's 2 of them in this shop, and we still couldn't find it. It was really well hidden. It wasn't like well hidden in that it was like hard to reach or something like that.
Yeah.
It was
covered just, with
there
something.
Was just, or, this yeah. corner had a lot of like plants.
Sure.
And just the shape and the color and everything just broke it up that you just couldn't mm-hmm. look right at it and just not see it.
Right.
That's how camouflage Absolutely. Works.
Exactly.
Oh.
So it was but yeah, it was fantastic. It was really fun.
Go back to talking about the shoulders for a second.
Yeah.
Yes. Slowly. No, she had some she had shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were at the top of her arms.
Okay.
That's a great good, place to
yeah,
have them.
Good yep. place for them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this is what the grail this is what the grail thing is.
You're explaining the grail to us right now.
So going back
up top.
So I finished my show and I'm trying to catch my breath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Bill, the guy who runs the whole place,
yeah.
comes out and he's like, Casimir, would you like to do the drawing?
Well,
and I'm like, of course.
Yep. yep.
Because I'm a performer.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to explain to me. I'm half stupid on
yeah,
the
exactly.
side.
Yeah, exactly. So I am dying inside, and I confidently walk over there and draw the names, and in a booming voice, you know, make the announcements and make it fun, and you yeah. know, blah blah blah. And then like, cool, everybody's drawn, okay.
And then you just literally melt yeah. into
fall
the tarmac.
Over. Yeah, like, I was so fucking mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. done, and went back to the green room area and just breathed
and just wilted across the couch like Blanche DuBois.
Oh, if only, if mm-hmm. only. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I made it. I managed to not go down by the fucking skin of my teeth. Mm-hmm. Again, it was a close one. And then we drove home. And then I was home in time for dinner. Because that's why I love this festival so
that
much.
That is really good.
I really goddamn love this festival.
You got a shower and a bed.
Yeah. 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 All of those in South
Air
Dakota were still doing another day. And I was at home. Taking a shower, kissing my wife. So there.
So. I assume you showered before she let you kiss her.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I was going to shower before I let anybody anywhere near me.
Yeah. I understand that on a visceral level.
But again, I made a lot of money.
Nice. Yay! Very cool.
So yeah, that was I goddamn love this festival so much. Yeah. I proselytize about it so much, and I desperately want more.
I was really hoping to go this year. I'll explain.
But you didn't, so fuck you.
Yeah, what have you been up to, fuck nuts?
So, several things.
I love that he knows exactly what I'm talking about.
He was in a bar on Saturday.
Yeah. Several things have happened. Last Wednesday, around midnight, my internet went out.
No.
And I checked the little app.
Midnight internet is my Led Zeppelin cover.
Oh, that's good.
That's great. Yeah. Check the app, and it said, we know that there's an outage. It should be fixed by 1:30 p.m. tomorrow. And I thought, that's a long-ass time.
Yeah.
But if there are a bunch of people, or it's, you know, somebody hit it with a fucking backhoe, which happens constantly with fiber.
Right.
Okay. All right. I'll just make do. I'll use my phone's hotspot.
Right.
And then later Thursday, I'm headed over to my partner's place, and it's going to be fine.
Right.
And it was not fixed by 1:30, and I checked the app again, and it said it will be fixed by 1:30. And I said, maybe that's just not updated. Maybe they have an updated timeline, and then it gets to be quite late, and I'm getting ready for bed, and
is there still no internet?
Still no fucking internet, and I check the app again, and I realize that the outage message that they have up is from February, and hasn't been removed. And it's not me failing to close something or look at a message or hit the X something like that. It is very literally just that message is pinned to the top of the app. And...
okay.
Yeah.
Do they just repin the same message every time? Or?
Maybe. And I was like, you know, maybe this was an intern botch job, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Tony put this up and then stepped out for lunch for a few days. Respect. You fucked up, but you did it big. And I have a little respect for that. And so Friday morning, before I leave to go camping,
mm-hmm.
I send a message to CenturyLink, and they said, you're not a CenturyLink customer anymore. And I said...
what?
Well, I knew that they were selling some of their service areas to AT&T.
Oh, okay.
They mentioned it back in February in an email, and then they said, don't worry, you don't have to do anything. We'll send you another email with more information.
Right.
And they said, yeah, you're not a CenturyLink customer anymore. You're an AT&T customer, so you need to talk to them about your repair. And so...
okay.
I tried to talk to them, and they said, we have no record of you. And I said, well, there was CenturyLink, and they went, oh, yeah, there's a number that you need to call, but you have to talk to them. I talked to them, and they said, no, you have to set up an appointment and create an account with them. So they didn't...
And you communicated this with me, obviously, right?
Any of the customers in this area, this whole neighborhood, and probably this whole, like, borough of...
right.
St. Yeah. Paul. They just didn't tell us that if there's an outage or, you know, if they just stop providing service for whatever reason, I still don't know which, that our only recourse is to set up an appointment with AT&T.
Oh, so my God.
It's now the middle of Friday. I've been in a car for several hours, headed up to Two Harbors.
Probably in a great mood about it.
And, especially, like, my spouse, who is trying to activate their new diabetic supplies
oh my God.
On the internet, is real thrilled.
Yep.
Right.
And as we all know, internet customer service is... phenomenal.
Already great.
Yep.
But, yeah, I started getting a really curt response from CenturyLink whenever I tried to talk to them. One, you cannot talk to an agent on the phone. And it's probably because they knew that this was about to happen.
Right.
The only way to speak to an agent is through text message. And okay. Then they just say, you know, we've looked up your account. You're not a customer of ours anymore. Call this number. You'll have to talk to AT&T. We cannot make repairs on your lines. There's an outage in your area, but we can't fix it. It's not our area.
Not legally allowed or whatever, something. Probably.
Yeah.
We and just don't want it.
You paid your bill last month, but we're not responsible. Like, I paid them fucking 5 days ago, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And it went to them, not to AT&T.
To them, it shows in their app. I can sign into their app, and it shows my account number. It did not go to AT&T.
Huh.
Fun. So, checked in with AT&T, and I was like, look, this is the situation. Because there is a number a special number that they don't list on any of the websites that only CenturyLink apparently can give you.
Yep.
Sure.
So I called that number, and they were like, yeah, let me walk you through the process of making an appointment. And I said, it shows that the next appointment is Tuesday. And she said, yeah. And I said, that's a long time from now. And she said, I know, that's the first available one. And I said, I know that that's not your fault, but that sucks ass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Everybody has appointments right now because CenturyLink has fucked all your neighbors
Probably, there. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
May have been able to get in sooner if it wasn't for the bullshit notification at the top of the thing.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quite possibly. So, all of that. Or, you know, if I'd gotten an email.
Any sort of notification that you were not going to... Yeah.
If your lines need repair, you'll have to contact AT&T, so you may want to transfer your fucking service or set up an appointment.
Right.
To get... an installation from them.
Right.
Because they can't just repair the line and then turn it on. They have to come to your house and do an individual installation as if you are a brand new customer.
Huh.
So, that. And their website doesn't work on mobile. Unless you know how to turn off your phone browser's
mobile version. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not even the mobile version, like the safety shields.
Oh.
So if you have a secure browser that doesn't allow trackers or things, it won't work.
Yeah.
And.
Well, that makes me feel real good about their internet service.
Right. Yeah.
Shit.
So, all of that. And by the end of this, because this is now like my fifth, sixth phone call, I have arrived at camp. I have been on the phone for an hour and a half.
Right.
Trying desperately to... And I was like, can you just make the appointment and then sometime in the next 4 days before the appointment, I will confirm... the payment things that aren't working on your site. And she was like, no. I can't reserve this space without getting your payment information up front. So I'm just trying it. And at some point I'm like, okay, I'm going to turn off the safety things. I was like, I'm going to try this now another time. And she's like, it won't work. And I was like, but I can't, like, I've tried this too many times. She's like, no, we have to start over.
What?
And I was like, I think I can get this to work. Give me a second. And she's like, I'm trying to help you. Goodbye. And she hangs up. And
that's not
I go
trying
through
to...
the site. And it does work. After turning off all of protection stuff. And I complete the payment info, and I like secure the thing, and then it sends me a text message and it's like, hey, this is your appointment. You know, these are all the things that you'll need to know. Click on this website. I click on the website. It doesn't load at all. It doesn't load it like even a little bit. It's just a blank fucking page. Okay. You know what? All right. Great. I get another text message today that was like, hey, you still haven't confirmed your appointment. Make sure that you confirm it before. Like, you've completed these steps, but you still need to confirm your appointment for tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Type yes to confirm. And I do. And to the best of my knowledge, someone will be there tomorrow morning.
Oh my fucking God.
Sometime between 8 and 10 a.m. Yep.
Fuck.
Yep.
It's a good thing we didn't record remote today.
God damn. Well, here's the thing. I have been using my phone's hotspot to be at work.
You're
going to
have such a high bill on that.
And I got a text message today that was like, you've used more than 80% of your hotspot data.
Yeah, monthly allowance in the first 8 days.
You don't get more like it will be slowed down to 128K after you reach 100%.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's going to be 256K modems kissing.
Yes.
And so I my phone data will still work. Like, I'll still have maps and all of that stuff. I'll still be able to listen to music streaming if I want to, but I won't be able to work from home on a laptop if I run out sometime between now and whenever that guy shows up.
You got any local coffee shops?
Yeah. Many.
It absolutely baffles me.
Any of them? Lats and lattes.
Oh, God,
I wish. It baffles me how many industries bend themselves backwards for customer service purposes. I used to work at a fucking Walgreens, and people would come in with, like, old toasters. Like, clear, like, full of breadcrumbs and, like, covered in spattered grease and shit, and be like, I bought this a couple days ago, I don't have a receipt, but I want to return it. And our manager would just be like, fucking whatever.
Yeah.
And give him some money, just make him go. Like, that is the level of customer service that so many companies ascribe to, and for some reason, phone and internet gets to just be
the worst.
Instead of customer service, customer, go fuck yourself, and we just...
So
take it.
Bill used to work for Comcast customer service.
Oh, shit.
He had three. There were three jobs that he had. One of them, he worked foreclosures for Wells Fargo in 2008.
Yeah.
One of them, he worked as a life insurance policy specialist.
Yeah.
Where people would call in and be like, so and so died. And he'd be like, I'm so sorry about that. Here, have some money.
Yep.
And then one of them was Comcast, your basic customer service level support. And he said, of the three of those, the worst was Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
He's like, because, the foreclosure stuff in 2008 sucked. But it made sense that those people were as upset as they were.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's like, Comcast, oh no, your internet's going to be out for an hour. This is the end of the world for you. I don't know what to do, buddy. Right. Like,
Yeah.
He said it was the worst because he kind of got it from both sides.
Yeah.
Oh,
customers were unhappy all the time. Absolutely. The company was unhappy with the customer.
I 100% blame the people that are working customer service.
The representatives.
But all of your bonuses and things are reliant on customer satisfaction shit.
I have worked customer service before. It sucks anus, but you have to work within the framework that you're given. It is the fact that the framework is bullshit.
Hot garbage.
Yeah. We just let go of 20 more people, so you're going to have to take a lot more calls faster.
Well, and the
without
fact
that, losing any quality.
Oh, and the fact that it is by design impossible to do things like cancel.
Yep.
Yeah.
You just, yeah, like, we are going to purposefully give you the runaround.
Yeah.
In order to prevent you from doing this, instead of making
you're
things
gonna have
easy
to cancel in person. Oh, great! There's a store nearby. Is that the store you signed up in? No, you got to go back to the store you signed up in.
That's in Wyoming.
Yeah, sorry, well, but fuck off. Like,
you'll get there after your next billing period, but you'll be able to get a prorated refund for the remaining 15
oh
days.
Oh my god!
Yeah. No. Seriously, I wrote a sketch about Comcast being worse than hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. All of that, and then, but pretty seriously, like, there
war
were...
is war, and hell is hell, and of the two of them, Comcast is worse.
It is both and worse.
Yes.
So the, every time I made sure to say, like, hey, I understand this wasn't your decision. You did not make this situation for me. You are not responsible for this.
Mm-hmm.
This fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry that you have to be the person fielding this call.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I hope that you have a better day. There was, I think...
In the meantime.
Yeah.
I've worked jobs where we did both phone support and ticketing support, and ticketing mm-hmm. is way better.
It is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But yeah, so that was that. But the camping trip was fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We stayed in a little, like, townhouse-style cabin thing.
You still haven't explained why you didn't come to the Renfest, though.
Because I was in two harbors.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you were originally planning on
I didn't
it.
Drive.
Well, but you were originally planning on being at this fest, and then you decided to go somewhere else instead.
No.
That doesn't seem like outside
realized
of your
that it was the same
that
weekend.
Is, okay, so this is not circumstances beyond your control. This is your fuck-up.
This is me wanting to go to the festival, but realizing that it was the same weekend that I had already paid for one part
now
of the
cabin. Comes out. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
It was always
there.
Yeah,
I forgot this weekend was happening at all, so... Yeah.
Well, according to Comcast,
plans,
it
I mean,
isn't.
It's not like I mentioned it on this podcast for the last few weeks or anything.
I'm sorry, were you talking?
Yeah. I also... I've been signed up for this camping trip for months. So, anyway... I'm sure it was a very nice festival. Anyway,
it was hot.
What was it? HAWT? No.
No.
That's not even a thing.
It is.
HAWT is a word.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is.
It is.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Salsa, all words are made up. Anyway.
Yes.
So, the...
And some of them are made up formally.
Like, with a tuxedo tie? Oh, my God. I want to see that.
Yeah.
Just
welcome
like
to the
little bow tie.
The Merriam-Webster's prom.
Yes! You only get a corsage if you can spell it.
If you can tell us.
C-O-R-S-A-G-E.
Yeah, I'm horrible at spelling. Okay. I wouldn't get one.
I'm sorry it was...
I would spell it flower.
I literally went to the regional spelling bee when I was in elementary school, and my kids... Can't spell for shit.
Yeah. He competed like, against all five here? Other students.
What happened here?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
The regional. Yeah. I went past districts, motherfucker. Fuck you.
I submit that autocorrect.
I was in the last five in regionals.
Yeah.
Four more people and I would have been fucking national spelling bees, bitch.
Could have had
that's so intense. You were so hardcore.
Oh, no, he was dissing my spelling bee, and I'm not having that.
No, I was dissing you, honey.
Not having that. Not having that.
I was dissing your region.
Not having that.
So.
It wasn't you. It was South Dakota.
Yeah. That's the joke that I'm making.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Don't you fucking dare diss my regional spelling bee, bitch.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes. Don't you dare diss my regional spelling bee, bitch.
Eh?
Bitch. B-I-T-C-H, bitch.
Correct.
Excellent. So.
The word was Jenna.
Repetition?
I'm going to step back from the splash zone. Yeah.
Because I'm going to come so hard. What?
Ew. Oh.
Huh. I almost said I've never been more glad to be on a different side of the table than you. That's not true. There have been times that I am at least as glad. Yeah. So, but the and sometimes a little more. But the the camping trip was great.
That's good.
Yeah. I took some really nice photos. I will share them in the Discord. Yeah. But it was super pleasant. It sucked a lot knowing that that the rest of my family was at home with no internet in disgusting temperatures.
Oh no, what are we gonna do? We might have to read a book. Oh.
Ew.
So
yeah, but I keep all of my books on my Kindle.
Uh-huh.
That's not true. I have plenty of books on a Kindle. Yeah.
But it was a really nice annual camping trip.
Speaking of books, went to the library today with the kids. I have not been to the library in a long time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It is.
He owes them money.
Well, like the kids, whenever
$2.75.
Whenever the kids are home on a day that the library is open, my wife is also home on that day, and so she usually takes them because I'm usually working.
Right. That makes sense.
The kids get a summer break, and she gets a summer break, and I don't.
Don't, yeah.
Or didn't.
Well.
So suddenly, I'm like, hey, I'm free, and so I took the kids to the library, and I haven't been to the library in ages. So I was like, I don't even know if I have a library card.
Sure.
Right now. That is active. Or even in my current name, or if it's in my old name. So, get to the library, I go in and I was like, okay, I don't. Haven't been in the library in a long time. Not even sure if I have one in this county. You know, looked it up. She looked it up. She's like, I don't see one. Uh-huh. You know, so, you know, I was like, okay, try my old name. She was like, okay, I do see one under that old name. Did you used to live at this address? And I was like, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. And that's not just me. I got home and I asked Raiderly and she was like, I don't. No.
I've had that happen.
It's been a long fucking time.
Security
very, very quick side tangent. I had one of those background checks, and they're like, hey, did you used to live at this address? And I'm like, no. And then, half an hour later, I was like, oh, shit, I did live at that address.
Yeah.
Because I always went in through the other road.
Oh.
So I'm like, no, I never lived up. Mm-hmm. Oh, I did.
They asked me if I worked with Salsa. And I had forgotten, and I had to send them an email back and be like, no, shit, wait, I did. Fuck, that's where we met.
Which time?
No, it was for the second time.
He referred you, what is...
Oh, my
weird.
God.
I was like, no, we're just friends. It's, I barely kissed a girl.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I don't remember. I really don't. They're like, okay, we'll just create a new one. So I got a new library card.
Yay.
I was like,
yay.
So I checked out some books and did the whole thing. And then I got home and I had my new library card. So I was like, okay, I'm going to put it in my wallet. And I open my wallet and in my wallet is a whole pile of shit that has been in there forever.
Sure.
And my old insurance cards for a company I don't work for anymore because they fucking fired me 2 months ago. So I'm like taking cards out and like throwing them away, and then I grab a library card.
Oh my god. That's so good.
There's a library card in my wallet under my new name. There it was. There it was.
Oh my god, that's delicious.
But I have
love
a new
that.
Card now.
Well, yay!
Libby? Huh? Have you put
Libby.
It into Libby?
Oh, I love Libby.
Libby is...
I put it in my phone's Google wallet.
I mean, yeah, that too. Sure. There's an application that lets you borrow electronic media of all kinds. Audiobooks, movies...
Through your library
audiobooks.
Card.
TV shows.
Yeah.
E-books, all kinds of shit.
It's basically an online library, and it's connected through your library card.
Yes. Okay. I'll have to give it a try. I can't do ebook. I've tried.
Yeah.
I need to be able to,
touch it.
Not even touch it. I can do ebooks just fine.
Oh,
I just
audiobooks. You're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had said ebooks.
Oh, sorry. He said audiobooks, and it was just like, I can't do audiobooks because I need to be able to go back.
And
bounce around a little bit. I can't just flow with it.
I can only listen to an audiobook if I've read it first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Yep. Yeah.
Huh.
Huh. Yep. I'm too ADHD. I will be reading and I'll be like, wait a second. What's going on?
Right.
Who is that now? Oh, that's okay.
Jenna has to do that because she's keeping a spreadsheet of the characters.
Yeah, okay. Bingo
card bringing up a spreadsheet during the episode. Just fill in your free space. But yeah, I can't do audiobooks. I've tried.
That's fair. It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
No.
Do not fault anybody for fucking go for it.
I fault James, but
I fault James for so many reasons.
Right.
Yeah. Salsa would actually still be reading a book in the lunchroom.
Oh, and she's happy
five
about
jobs
it.
Ago.
Happy about it.
And should just we, blissfully unaware.
Should we maybe take a break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
And we're back. I'm
James.
And I'm Jenna.
And I'm Mario.
Luigi time.
One of the items that I won at the auction for the Phoenix fundraiser was two tickets to It's a Me, a Musical. And I'm very excited for
that
this.
Sounds fantastic.
It does sound really good.
Almost sounds as fantastic as this drink in front of me.
Ooh.
So, yes, keeping up with the premise stated earlier, we have made the exact same thing, except that instead of white rum,
we
have spiced rum.
Spicy.
Let us find out.
So.
It has a noticeably different smell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Ooh. Oh, that is different.
Mm. Oh.
Almost chocolatier.
It almost is. I'm thinking chocolate.
Okay, so we're not crazy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where the chocolate would be coming from, though.
I don't know either.
Chocolatey is the word I would use to describe
it.
That's
so weird, though.
Huh. Hmm.
I'm just going to double check the spiced rum to make sure it's actually spiced rum.
A chocolate liqueur.
Yep. Original spiced rum.
Well.
It does have... Oh, it looks like it might have vanilla in it.
Oh, okay.
Mm. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Huh. Yeah.
No, that tastes chocolatey.
That is so bizarre.
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad you said that, because
this is the best science ever.
Crazy pants.
Tonight we have one at science.
Yeah.
I think I like the first one better, though.
Yeah. Huh.
Same. I am delighted by what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think the first one, it all kind of came together in a bit more of a tropical-y
thing. More of a simpleness to it, a elegant simplicity.
Yeah.
This is eminently drinkable, but I think of the two, I preferred the first.
I agree.
Which is not the conclusion I was expecting to come to.
Right.
Here's the thing.
No, I went white for me and spiced for you, and James will just drink. So,
I enjoy chocolate. I'm not a person who usually orders chocolate.
Sure.
Unless it's like hot chocolate or something like that. But I would probably order this.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would.
I would not order this. I would take it as a free drink from a guy that was into me that I wasn't going to give any more time to. Like, I'd still take it. But, like, it's not impressing me.
You'd still take it from the guy that was into you?
Well, yeah. Look, as long as I continue to make 70 cents to the dollar, I will take the free drinks at the bar.
Yes.
This is the... I have no qualms over that whatsoever.
She's still going to take it.
Yep.
All right. Hey, how about... what time is it?
Trivia time?
Is it trivia time?
It's
trivia
time for Fast Five!
Son of a bitch!
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Jenna, haven't done this in a while.
I just didn't have it up yet.
Stefan Senpai!
Stefan!
Opening thoughts.
Oh.
It's summer break!
We've
had a hell of a time trying to find a babysitter for Kauai just for the first 3 days of the week. We're occupying the next week with a road trip to Arkansas to see Mrs. Senpai's parents' new home. At the very least, his school has a summer camp program that we can send him to starting at the end of June. The kids will be home with me and my wife for most of the summer. Yeah. But when we are in Scotland, they will be at summer camp.
Fancy. Yeah. You'll all be having adventures.
Pinkies up, bitches.
I prefer mine.
Well, this way they won't be drowned by kelpies.
Chocolatey.
That is so bizarre. Anyway.
So weird.
How bizarre.
Question number one. Lemon drops.
Ooh.
Or root beer barrels.
Lemon drops.
Root beer barrels.
As a kid, root beer barrels.
Yeah.
As an adult, lemon drops.
I've always been a lemon drops. Root beer barrels don't taste like root beer to me.
Huh.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't like it. The taste was not like root beer, and I didn't like what it was.
I did not like the sourness.
See, I like lemon heads better than root beer barrels, but root beer barrels better than lemon drops.
Huh.
Yeah. I know that's weird. And
I don't know if I know the difference.
Care.
Between lemon heads and had lemon more drops. Of a shell to them?
Yeah, they've got the candy shell on the outside, and they're also smaller.
Okay, these are what I'm thinking of. What are the lemon drops then?
They're big and they're almost like root beer barrels, but they're lemon shaped.
They're just lemon shaped hard candy.
Yeah.
Like, there's no shell, there's no. It's just a lemon shaped hard candy.
I don't think I know of them then. Yeah. I was thinking of the lemon.
Lemon heads.
Lemon heads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Root beer barrels still for me, I think.
I think so.
As a kid, I absolutely
grab right. You guys can be wrong.
Oh, I will.
I definitely can be.
Yeah. Thankfully, in this case, we're not.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Question number two. Twizzlers or red vines?
Twizzlers.
Fuck.
I genuinely, on this one, don't care. I never care. Just give me either one of them. I'll shove that shit in my face.
Twizzlers.
I think...
I will eat either, but Twizzlers.
Uh-huh. I think Twizzlers gets the edge on this one. Not because of flavor, but because of aesthetic.
Okay.
Interesting.
Twizzlers had that glossy, shiny, whereas red vines are matte.
Mm-hmm. They are matte.
And they didn't look as appealing. Whereas Twizzlers looked to a kid like, that's going to be
fucking good.
Well, and there's also something about the Twizzler straw. That, like,
you can straw a red vine.
You can straw a red vine, but it's
the same.
It's not the same.
Good.
It's they yeah. Collapse. There's something. Yeah.
Yeah. They get weirdly soft and collapse.
Interesting. Yep.
Yeah. Agreed. They're like paper straws. It's fucked up.
Oh man, fuck paper straws.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm way too big for that.
Okay.
No one said it had to be that side. So anyway. The reason that I am going to say Twizzlers on this one is that red vines, if your hands are wet for any reason, red vines can stain your hands and your clothing.
Why would you be eating red vines or Twizzlers with wet hands?
Well, for example, if you are drinking a cold beverage and the glass has been sweating, I found this out when I was at the place that we all worked on a beer day. And I was drinking an ice cold beer, and I grabbed a red vine, and it stained my hands.
I can't. Like, if my hands get wet because I'm holding a cold beer can, I have to wipe my hands dry.
I usually do, but in this case, I did not. And the main reason that I love Twizzlers is that the costume shop let us eat Twizzlers when we were in costume at my college theater program.
Mm.
Huh.
If you were not allowed to eat fucking anything else.
Okay.
Because there is an awesome chance that you're going to fuck up that costume.
Yes.
Right.
But Twizzlers do not stain nearly as easily as anything else.
All right.
So
Twizzlers gets the edge.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, so there was always a bag of like fucking 200 Twizzlers on the table in the green room. Amazing.
Yeah, Twizzlers are just better. Yeah. That's it.
All right, Twizzlers all around.
Yep.
All right.
Question number three. Word or PowerPoint?
Mm.
Neither of those is Excel, so you're automatically wrong.
You could put a table in
it. We have a DQ on a Fast Five. Interesting.
The first time ever. Yeah.
Let's see.
I don't like PowerPoint. I like Word. The only time I use PowerPoint is if I'm about to do something that I don't want to do.
Fascinating.
I think the question is going to have to do with documentation.
Oh.
And I use different applications for different ways of going about conveying the information. So
almost like they were meant that way.
Right. But I think that it is easier to convey certain types of documentation in PowerPoint in ways that not a lot of people actualize. It is easier to put a table of contents into a PowerPoint. In such a way that you can reference the pages and do an automated go-to, and then you can also refresh the data in the PowerPoint far easier. Like actual numbers, right? So if you refresh your data point, you can refresh that and have it automatically update the table of contents and any charts that you have in it.
Sure. You're on a whole different PowerPoint level.
Oh, new world.
Yeah, than my extremely simplistic.
And that's the thing. Like, when you're talking more technical documentation, Word is going to win out because you do have the table of contents there.
Sure.
But you can point out to very specific things, and it can be self-referencing in ways that can be more complicated for PowerPoint. Less visual in general for Word. It's not built to have the types of visualizations that PowerPoint does, especially. You can do data refreshes on it, but it's a different fucking thing entirely. So
I think I can make even a more compelling argument in two pieces. The first is Reverend Matt uses PowerPoint.
Oh, there is that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Second, if I move an image in PowerPoint so that it overlaps text, it just overlaps that fucking text. It doesn't completely reformat my document and, like, repark my car outside.
Yeah.
And leave a bunch of dirty dishes in the sink.
Right. I'm helping.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yep.
Fuck. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, PowerPoint. And I didn't think that I would ever choose PowerPoint over Word, but here we are.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a different mm-hmm. place.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Question number four. 94 or 494?
Shit.
I also, Stefan, well played making this question four.
Mm.
So it's 494 or 494.
Mm-hmm.
Really well, like, props.
I'm okay. A little mad. Oh, God.
494.
Yeah?
I rarely use the loop.
Oh. Oh.
I used to use the loop more like when I went to an office.
Sure, sure, mm-hmm. sure.
But I don't... I kind of try to avoid the loop overall, really. Interesting. I don't like using it for going to and from Fest. I don't like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just kind of try to avoid the loop entirely, mm-hmm. so... whereas I'm on 94 all the time.
Honestly, my go-to is usually 62.
Right.
62, sure.
62
that's
is good.
The one that I use yeah. more. But yeah. ever since we moved to Bloomington, 494 has gotten a lot more use.
Uh-huh.
For sure. Us,
just
yeah.
in general.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that makes sense. I'm going to go 94.
Okay. I'm going to say, oh, fuck, but there's...
This is really great radio for those of you not yep. from the mm-hmm. Twin Cities.
Yep, yeah. yep, yep.
You can look up a map.
Honestly, 694 is the one that I emotionally prefer. I drive on 494 probably more frequently, but I drive longer distances on 94.
I am on 694 maybe twice a year.
Huh.
If even.
I'm on there a couple mm-hmm. of times a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's even not including trips to the office that I'm mm-hmm. not making as a remote employee now. Yeah, but 694, it's so rarely just completely fucked with traffic mm-hmm. in the way that 94 and 494
are. Yeah, that's because
are.
Nobody uses it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Salsa, you of all people.
Yeah, because nobody's up there.
Recognize.
I know. I've got one friend that lives up there, and when yeah. I go watch hockey with him, that's the time I use 694.
Yep. Yeah.
Other than that, everybody I know mm-hmm. lives in a reasonable part of town.
Sure. I would say if one of them went away, I could use the crosstown instead of 94 for most things.
Oh, I could use crosstown instead of 494.
Ah. Fuck.
Yeah. In fact, I do use crosstown instead of 494.
Hmm. So the real answer here is 62. Like Salsa said.
Pretty much. All but, right.
But, I'll choose 94. Yeah. Because I grew up having to take 94 to get fucking anywhere out yep. of my sure. tiny, tiny town.
All right.
Yeah.
Question number five.
Five.
Oh, you
Dell or HP?
Getting a Dell.
Oh, Dell.
I don't care as long as it's not Apple.
Yeah.
Really? Huh. Okay.
I have pros and cons to both.
I genuinely don't know.
Very stuck in the laptop world for this.
Yes. Same.
This question, but I think my favorite series was the 800 series of Dell because you had, and it was, oh God, what was it? It wasn't the Inspiron. Maybe it was the Inspiron. I don't remember. But basically you could pop out different parts of it and pop in replacement parts
mm-hmm.
so easily. It was, you need a new hard drive, you pop this thing out, you pop that one in,
a little lever.
And you're just yeah. fucking done.
Yep.
And as a computer repair person, it was so good.
Oh,
yeah. And yeah, I love those things and they lasted forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had an HP last as long or be as versatile as
Same.
A Dell.
Yep.
I do love my lap worktop, which is an HP. It is the pro version, and it somehow has a lot of space, but is still light as a fucking feather.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So there are pros to it. If I had to be the one to fix it, I would prefer to have a Dell. Yep. But since I can just make somebody else do that now, HP's fine. Yeah.
My enduring impression of HPs is from the early 2000s, where they were just covered in a bunch of extra plastic bullshit.
Yeah.
Just all kinds of, like, weird tribal tattoo swoop things.
I do remember that.
I'm like, okay, it's an aesthetic, but I also want a laptop that's going to last. And they did not.
Oh, God, the early HPs fell apart if you looked at them wrong. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I've just seen too many of those all fucked up at the corners and, you know, the hinge broken and all of the everything else that I just don't think I would spend the money on it. They're not cheaper is the other thing.
Yeah, well, I think...
As I point to my Dell with a broken hinge.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's still in, you know, mostly one piece.
Isn't that the one that's had a broken hinge for forever?
Yeah, I have taped it together many times.
Yeah.
Still going.
Dear listener, you've heard the saga of how my new laptop died. Yeah. So I am doing all of this on my old laptop, which is janky as shit right now.
Send salsa money.
Yeah.
Send salsa fucking job.
Buy merch.
Porque no los both.
Yeah. Send also, tips to Casimir.
Please, too.
Yeah.
And job recommendations. Yeah. I am not a hardware guy.
Okay.
I do not know nor care about hardware. It is not something that has ever interested me.
Sure.
Software, engineering, programming, architecture, that is what has always interested in me. But the hardware that it runs on, I just need it to work.
Yeah.
And so I don't have the knowledge or the vocabulary to address this one.
Huh.
I don't have any horse in this race.
So what does your gut like?
Probiotics.
Which one is probiotics? Dell or HP?
Oh my God.
Yep. Because we're recording this on a Dell, I'll say Dell.
All right. Sounds great.
Someday, James, it will make sense.
No, I get it. I ain't laughing, but I get it.
Question number one.
Oh, shit.
Lemon drops or root beer barrels. Which candy is more likely to be in your work desk drawer?
Ooh. Oh, lemon drops.
Root beer barrels.
I wouldn't have either, but again, I think in my older age, lemon drops is kind of where I'm more leaning towards.
What's the whorehound?
I would absolutely like whorehound.
Oh,
because also I am old.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I liked whorehound when I was a teenager. Like that stuff is. I love those candies.
I remember going to Fort Snelling for like the historical reenactment days stuff, and they Dad would get us some whorehound from the gift shop, and I was like, nope.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Nope.
Love that stuff. James and I. James knows. Yep.
Felt like I got tricked. Here, kid, have some candy. Nope, that is not candy. What are you doing to me?
Oh, God. Yeah, but root beer barrels. Yeah.
Nope.
All right. Question number two, Twizzlers or Red Vines. Which chewy rope are you smuggling into a movie theater?
Oh, ooh, Twizzlers.
They're quieter.
Yeah.
They are. They're quieter to chew. They
are they?
Really? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Red Vines, the texture of them, they collapse, like we said, the paper straw thing.
Paper
straw.
There's
more, though.
There's
they're not?
No. But then they're, like, tacky on the inside. They're also much chewier. Like, it's a heartier, chewier
thing. I do not eat enough candy for this.
Really getting the teeth in there.
rather than Twizzlers that you can just bite through.
All right, Twizzlers right. It is then.
Yeah.
I would honestly do the little, like, what are the ones that are only
nibs?
Nibs, yeah.
Nibs
is where
I do.
Bad,
I do love nibs,
to be honest.
That's fair.
Way better than the big ropes.
Still Twizzlers.
I mean, those are Twizzlers, yeah.
Yeah.
Nibs
no,
are,
but like the full ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. Give me a nibs.
Now I'm just imagining salsa with one of the nibs with the ends bitten off trying to drink.
I did have a date like that once.
With some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Question number three, Word or PowerPoint. Do you use either of these programs more than Excel in your work?
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Well,
I cool. do use PowerPoint more than Word.
Uh-huh.
Because I do a lot of reporting but I and use presentation Excel. Stuff. I but
used.
Oh.
Someday, again, salsa.
Question number four, 494 or 494. Question number four, 94 or 494. Construction on which of these highways is more detrimental to your regular commuting throughout the week?
Well called. No, 94. Fuck it.
I would say 494, honestly. 94 usually does a better job of making ways around it, whereas 494 is like, fuck you.
I use 94 more often, so like I'm on it at least once a week.
Yeah.
Whereas I can't remember the last time I was properly on 494.
Fair enough.
So 94
has. I was driving you home.
Probably.
Yeah.
Consistent, like, low level construction at all times. But I distinctly remember last year, 494, a whole fucking segment of the Southwest 494 around 169 was just completely torn up and non-functional.
Yeah. And right now they are completely redoing the 35W 494 interchange.
Oh, Jesus.
And so it is a disaster area there and has it. They have finally getting close to done, and so it's opening up.
Like, good, it needs
but
to be
that
done,
has
but also...
Been living in Bloomington, where I do, that has been the bane of my existence.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Question number five, Dell or HP, which company makes, made in Salsa's case...
Oh, Jesus.
...your work laptop?
Oh, HP.
Neither.
Oh.
I don't remember.
Neither.
Do you have an Asus?
No, Lenovo's.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I think mine might have been a Lenovo.
Those Lenovo ThinkPads.
Yeah.
They're really good.
I had one, and it did last me for a while.
I do.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, except for the mini PCs. I mean, the Lenovo mini PCs are fine, but the little micro PC Dells, I have one of those at home. Mm. Fuck, it's good. It's great.
I wonder if it's good.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
Well, but no, the Lenovo ThinkPad, though, it does a lot. It does do a lot.
It's got a clit mouse, and that's the best.
It does.
I hate those.
I'm...
fucking hate those.
There are uses for them.
There is no use for those. Give me a ThinkPad.
Sometimes you can't find
it. I'm telling your wife.
It's
there you go. Yep.
Only for you. I have no problem finding it. It's just using the damn thing.
Well, then I'm not telling your wife. She already knows.
Oh, yeah. She absolutely knows. Fuck that thing. Little,
well,
give me a mouse. Give me a goddamn mouse.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to twiddle on a clit. I don't want to touch a pad. Give me a mouse.
Well, all right.
What about a touchscreen?
Lenovo's have those,
If
too?
I had a touchscreen, I would still probably use a mouse.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not for me, because one, the track point is ambidextrous.
Sure. Yep, I can see that, absolutely.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Two.
Fucking lefties.
It is right in the middle of home row.
It's
my
right there.
My hand is already there.
Yeah.
And because it's ambidextrous and located in the center, I can use the mouse while holding down hotkeys for whichever side I need to.
Yeah.
And that's incredible. The only thing it sucks at is gaming.
And other various, like, mouse
which
sensitivity
Which is why I use my computer
things.
For... Yeah, like, exactly.
The cursor sensitivity issue is an issue for those.
It absolutely is.
Sometimes, like, sometimes you can go into the settings mm-hmm. and readjust things and get it right.
Sure.
But, like, it always feels like a crapshoot with the sensitivity.
I've never had a PC trackpad.
The clit sensitivity is always a bit of a concern.
It's always way too sensitive.
You gotta romance it a little. So, the only trackpad or touchpad
that I've up, like,
ever
help.
Liked is on a Mac.
Hmm.
Huh.
The glass touchpad, I don't care if it's the glass one or the plastic one or whatever, there is something about the way that they build theirs
mm-hmm.
that is honestly just fucking better.
Sure.
And I prefer that to the touch point, to the track point. But mm-hmm. When it comes to a PC, I prefer a full mouse more, but given a choice between the trackpad and the... I will completely fucking disable the trackpad and use the touch point.
Okay. Oh, I'm...
Because otherwise I'm there, I'm using the touch point, and then my thumb bumps the mouse, and it's fucked. It bumps the trackpad.
The only thing... So
never
I'm
had that
generally
problem.
Fine with the trackpad. Yeah, I don't normally have that problem. So I have a tablet, a Samsung Galaxy 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an associated keyboard, Bluetooth keyboard for it. So that I can do my typity type, clackety clack.
Mm-hmm. Don't talk back.
And get some writing done. But the trackpad on that was just, I would bump it for everything. So I eventually turned off the trackpad and just used the touchpad. Like,
the adjustment
used the touch
angle.
Screen. But if I'm just using it for typing,
sure.
I really don't need super sensitivity. Like, it's almost mm-hmm. better that I don't have that option because then it makes me focus on what I'm doing.
I got super good with the track point because my first mm-hmm. laptop had that.
And I'm sure with time and experience, mm-hmm. it would get better. But it was always like the difference between playing a video game with a joystick or a mouse.
Mm.
Is with a joystick, you're mm-hmm. like you're kind of like I'm over here. Okay, it is. Now I've got it. With a mouse, you're like fucking dead, bitch. You know, like mm-hmm. playing Counter-Strike with a Joy-Con, you're dead. Fuck you.
Sure.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
With a mouse, you're.
Yeah, they actually they had to. There is a full science of haptics and human interface.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Halo, in order to compensate for the differences in the interfaces, that they had to
compensate because it sucked.
And scientifically,
and what is that little nib but a tiny joystick?
That's
exactly what it is.
Yeah, sure.
And so I would have to stop what I was doing and like be a fucking old man going,
too far.
Okay, there we are. Now I'm on it. Like
wild.
Yeah. Whereas again with a touchpad or a mouse, doop, there.
No, for me it was like up too far. Nope, too far. Nope, too far. Too far.
Yeah, you got it.
It makes sense in my head in mm-hmm. a way that it apparently does not.
Well, I think when I learned how to adjust the sensitivity, that helped a lot.
Huh. Yeah.
Throw up a couple barriers, lessons. But no, so the sensitivity thing, like if you prep it correctly ahead of time.
Yeah.
But it's still kind of.
I don't know how we got on that topic of conversation, but I'm going to say Lenovo. Even though that's not one of the
options. Sure.
Closing thoughts. I need to stop getting inspiration for my Fast Five questions looking around my desk at work. No, you don't.
No,
that's exactly.
That was great.
That is exactly
we
how Fast
that.
Five comes from. Dear listeners, everybody, take a fucking page out of Stefan's book.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Ask him first.
This does not need to be difficult. This can literally be look around your desk and go,
hey, come on, questions.
You don't need
I like picking some opposites and then figuring out my context around it.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. This is not okay. Anyway, does anybody have any shout-outs?
Shout-outs? Okay. Shout out to my camping group. I had a fucking fantastic time. And we just, like, relaxed and talked and played cards, and it was fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shout out to Uptown.
Hey.
I fucking love my neighborhood. It is such a good neighborhood.
I also love your neighborhood.
There's so many. Again, tap dance an old white dude with a beatbox and young black man behind him. Like, walkability, going to various theaters. There was also a pencil sharpening thing
yes!
that happened.
Yes. I love it so... I was sad that I missed it.
Oh, God.
I was sad that I missed Salsa's, the Fire in the Shire. I should have brought this up earlier. The pencil.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
I'm derailing shout out for just a second. You are either going to love this or hate this, and I do not know which one. There is, along Lake of the Isles, a giant pencil sculpture. It was a tree that... the top of it fell down like 7 or 8 years ago or something. And there was just this very long trunk that was still standing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the owners decided to turn it into a sculpture. And it looked like a pencil. So they made it a pencil with the eraser at the base. And like the top was the tip of the pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And now they do a festival every year. Where they get a giant pencil sharpener and they sharpen the pencil.
And the little...
That's adorable.
And there's shavings.
Yeah, the pencil shavings come out of the sharpener, too. It makes me so happy.
And there's people, like, people will wear pencil costumes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, Salsa will either love this or hate this.
Yeah.
I'm going with he'll probably love this.
No, this is adorable.
I love it so much.
It's so good.
I love people being joyful about incredibly weird shit. It's so fun.
This is delightful.
Yeah.
So that was happening on Saturday when I was at Nico's Tacos. Actually, I was leaving just as the pencil sharpening crowd came in. I ran into some friends. I'll tell you about that in a minute. I love my neighborhood. I love Uptown. We do weird shit, and it is so cool.
These are the weird local, like, pageantry events that I live for.
Yeah. Mm. Well, this next year.
Yeah. I'm not saying I want to go. I'm just saying that, like, this is one of those things
there.
that, you know how he feels about them. Exactly.
Right.
But it's one of those stupid things that at one point somebody did a thing, and now it's just this is a thing that people do.
Yes.
And I love those.
I would love to have been the person who looked at that and was like, you know what you should do?
Right.
Sharpen it.
Yeah. Anyway, my shout out is to Uptown because of all of that.
That's adorable.
I love it.
Yeah. Salsa?
People are going to see this coming from a mile away, but I'm going to give my shout out to the Castle Rock Museum in Alma, Wisconsin. I goddamn love this place. It is. I've said this so many goddamn times, and people still haven't done it, and so I'm saying it again. Anyway, go.
We got to stop there on the way to House on the Rock.
Go there.
Yes. Ooh, yeah.
When are we doing that?
I don't know.
Let's do that this year.
We need to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Well, we need to have it before I.
In the autumn.
Yeah, Scotland and then Fest. Great.
Yes. Yep.
Well, I'm unemployed. Whatever. Let's go.
Yeah.
Anyway,
let's do it.
Let's take
a week.
Does anybody have anything to...
I do.
Lug? Mm-hmm. I hadn't finished the question.
All right. Well, then, Chance, you go first.
Okay. Yeah. I do. Yeah.
I'll take my punishment on the Chance. Tennis. That's fine.
On the 21st of this month is pirate-themed. I will be in it. I'm excited about it.
Nice.
It's gonna be a fucking great
time. I wasn't
paying
any attention.
That's
okay. It wasn't for you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
you weren't gonna go anyway. Don't worry about it.
But I was still being honest about the fact that I was making fun of Jenna.
Yeah, I heard. I was there. Yeah. So, third Sunday starts at 6:30.
All right. Saturday, June 20th.
20th.
Starting at 4 p.m. and going to late.
Woo!
We have Midsummer Night's Scream Fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
Allow me to read it. UFG Project, the nonprofit behind the Twin Cities Horror Festival, is partnering with Oncoming Productions to present Dread the Halls, a gathering of holiday horror, this December. In anticipation of our winter solstice programming, we invite you to our summer solstice event, Midsummer Night's Scream. Activity schedule. Drop in anytime. At 4 p.m., we're going to start with lawn games, creepy crafts, and nature walks. We actually have a group coming in, maybe. It's not fully confirmed, but we have a group coming in. And then Duck's going to do some, like, bird watching, hunting. I don't... Birding yeah. stuff. So we'll have a couple of those. We'll have lawn games. We're going to have some craft stuff. 6:30 p.m., the campfire is lit. And at 7 p.m., we will announce the Dread the Halls lineup and other similar news. And then at 8 p.m., we're going to have ghost stories around the fire. Light foods and sodas will be available. No alcohol allowed at the park.
Mm-hmm.
Slight bummer for that. But at the Crosby Farm Park Pavilion.
Nice.
So, suggested donation is $20. But pay what you can or just show up.
Cool.
Really, we want community there. It would also be nice to have some funds to help support this. All proceeds go to Dread the Halls Operation and UFG Project Administration. So I will share that link. I am really excited for this, and I'm excited for how many people just want to come hang out on a summer.
Hell yeah.
I thought we were going to have a harder time getting the spooky crowd out on a summer's day, but...
They're hungry for it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Give it a little spooky spook. You'll get them. So, anyway, that is my biggest plug. Also, Fringe is coming up, and I will have so much more to tell you about then.
Right.
So,
little over 2 weeks from now, Black Hills Renaissance Festival. Most of the people listening won't have any concern about that one, but if you happen to know somebody in the, you know, Western South Dakota area.
Someone who'd like to go and see a bunch of cool museums and shit and then go to a Renaissance festival.
Yeah, it's near Sturgis, it's near Deadwood, it's near, you know, Rapid City, it's near Mount Rushmore, like, all of those places, so it's pretty neat.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's the thing. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye, I love you, bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this show. Thank you so much to Stefan for sending in a Fast Five. Mixing it up a little bit here. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Child, motherfucker!